This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for proposing cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic convention last night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's DNC speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. The official leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of a highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's all part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A Bevent home is a total loss after an early morning fire started. The house, fully engulfed in flames, was off of Shantytown Drive. And the sheriff's office said that one person lives in the house, but they were able to escape. Crews responded just after 3 a.m., and the cause of the fire is not suspicious. And Marathon County joins the Get Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign that runs through September 2nd. Over the last 3 years in Marathon County, there were 6 crashes that involved impaired driving over the Labor Day holiday. 6 people were injured and 1 person died. The priority in this campaign is to keep people safe. So if you plan to drink, have another plan to get home. And the average price of gas today across the state is $3.29. If you're looking to fill up and head out of town this weekend, gas prices in Wausau today range from $3.11 to $3.26. Ways to beat the heat this weekend is to jump into a local pool or water park, seek shade, and stay hydrated. The Central Wisconsin Airport will soon get a new fire truck. The airport secured an $862,000 in federal funding to replace one of its 2 trucks. The CWA Assistant Airport Director, Mark Seiler, said it's being replaced for safety, but there is no one particular thing that is unsafe. It really is more about replacing a 23-year-old vehicle to stay up to date. There is a lot of technology inside and out that drivers are trained on each year. This includes 2 turrets to pump water at different angles to put out fires. And the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport has enhanced their terminal by displaying art created by regional artists. The paintings currently on display are the inspiring work of award-winning oil painter Sandra Cashman. The director at Art Start would like to extend an invite to any artist that would like to display their work at the Rhinelander Airport Terminal to apply online. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Pioneer Farm is leading the way in agriculture innovation with the introduction of the Green Feed Machine, a groundbreaking technology in livestock emissions research. The machine, designed to analyze cow burps, helps combat global warming by providing critical data on methane emissions from dairy farms, enabling farmers to optimize feed and reduce the environmental impact of livestock. This sophisticated green box is placed in feeding areas where cows can approach it freely. Equipped with an RFID tag system to identify by individual cows, the green feed machine dispenses feed pellets to attract the cows. As the cows consume and regurgitate their food, the machine captures and analyzes the gases that they emit through an advanced stovepipe system. By measuring the composition of gases like methane, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and hydrogen, the grain feed machine plays a crucial role in addressing the environmental impact of methane emissions from livestock. Someone might have the chance to become a half a billionaire in time for the weekend. The jackpot for tonight's Mega Millions drawing rises to $527 million. That's because it's been a dry summer for the lottery. No one's won the big prize since June 4th. In fact, only two people have won it this year. And by this time last year, the jackpot had been hit eight times. This doesn't change the odds, though. You still have less than one in a 300 million chance of winning. And organizers expect a large turnout at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield this year. The fair's executive director says ticket sales indicate that over 60,000 attendees will come through during the week. Those who go have the chance to get on a new ride called the Viper, which organizers say provides quite the thrill. Grandstand concerts and a demolition derby highlight the event schedule, with plenty to eat, drink, and enjoy at all hours of the fair. The Marshfield Fairgrounds are welcoming visitors through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's, the Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think, and you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Need a feel-good film? Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out the documentary Long Shot. The film follows Juan Catalan, who is wrongfully convicted of murder. In the film, he claims to have been at a Dodger game with his daughter. Even though a celebrity lawyer takes the case, Catalan still can't provide an alibi until a major TV star steps forward and saves the day thanks to camera footage. It is a great feel-good watch and only 40 minutes long. Long Shot can be seen on Netflix and is guaranteed to entertain you. Who's up for a threequel of the animated persuasion? One of the most popular Pixar films ever, The Incredibles, will have a third installment. Writer-director Brad Bird, who also directed The Iron Giant, will be back helming the project as he did the first two films. 2014's Incredibles 2, which came out 14 years after the original, was the company's highest-grossing film ever until this summer's Inside Out 2 dethroned it. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes
to break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season two of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. Conan O'Brien as a sex worker? Who hasn't pictured that? On his Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend podcast, the former talk show host sat down with actor Walton Goggins, who stars in the new season of White Lotus. During their conversation, Conan said that last year while in Bangkok, he ran into White Lotus creator Mike White and pitched himself as a gigolo in the show's new season. Goggins said he could see O'Brien playing a gigolo and actually being a gigolo in real life, all while keeping a straight face. Good actor. The third season of White Lotus premieres on Max in 2025. Well, it's happened. After months of denying their marriage was in trouble and moving out of their $60 million crib, it's official. Jennifer Lopez has filed for divorce from husband Ben Affleck 2 years to the day after their big wedding celebration in 2022. Now she's Jenny from a different block. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.